Pictures can never fully prepare you for the sense of grandeur and downright massiveness that you'll feel when you see the Grand Canyon with your own eyes for the first time. You'll find yourself wanting to see all the different views and aspects around each corner. And if you have the time, the colors that change with the time of day, they're spectacular. The Grand Canyon Tour for the South Rim will make sure that you know exactly where the best views are, the best places to visit and stops to make, so you won't miss a thing. Firstly, let me explain that there are three distinctly different areas to view the Grand Canyon. This tour is for the South Rim, and I'll describe where that is in a minute. Spoiler alert, it's in the south. The North Rim of the Grand Canyon, in the north, is also protected by National Park, but it's an isolated location that requires a four-hour drive to connect to the South Rim. This tour does not include the North Rim. The other place to view the canyon is what's called Grand Canyon West and is operated by the Hualapai Nation. Most visitors to the West Rim, which is where the Glass Skywalk is located, are doing it as a day trip from Las Vegas. Once again, this tour is not for the West Rim, and it does not connect all the way to Las Vegas, which requires about a 4.5, maybe 5-hour drive each way. This tour is for the South Rim, and is the original national park location for the Grand Canyon. Our tour begins from either Williams or Flagstaff, Arizona, about an hour to an hour and a half before you reach the park entrance. If you're driving the long day trip from Las Vegas, then you'd launch this tour in Williams on the I-40. If coming from Phoenix or Sedona, then start the tour from Flagstaff. If you're driving from the North Rim or from Page, Arizona, then you'll join the tour at the small town of Cameron by turning on to Desert View Drive or Route 64. If you're staying in the town of Tucson or in the Canyon Village, you can join the tour anywhere along the route. As we approach the park, I'll have lots of stories about how the canyon formed, what special things to look out for while you're inside the park, and of course, we'll have a plan of how to explore. The biggest and most popular views are on the approach to Canyon Village at Mather and Yavapai Points. The village area is very compact, and we'll have to park the car and explore the rim trail on foot, which is something not to be missed. For most of the year, the road to Hermit's Rest is only accessible by mandatory shuttle buses. Driving from the village to the Desert View Watchtower, that is a spectacular journey with many worthwhile viewpoints and even cultural stops along the way. When we're finished our touring inside the park, the commentary will continue as we drive away back towards Flagstaff, Williams, and beyond, as we share stories of some of the very interesting characters of the Grand Canyon's history. Services in the Grand Canyon are readily available, so no special requirements are needed. Though if staying for a night or two, it's not recommended to arrive without a reservation. Now, if your travel plans include the Gateway of Phoenix, or if you're making a special trip, be sure to also include our tour of Sedona into your plans. The Grand Canyon and Sedona tours connect through the town of Flagstaff, and it's a superb addition to your journey.